What is happening, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in and welcome to episode 11 of the Car 5 podcast. I am your host, Joshua, and today we're going to be talking about the McLaren Senna GTR and why it's made, what's new about it compared to the normal Senna, and its performance. Let's get it. So it's actually quite common for automotive manufacturers to release a more extreme track version of a car very shortly after the normal versions of the car actually release and they come out. It's kind of funny when we say the words normal when we're talking about cars, because at least in this podcast, we tend to talk more about supercars and hypercars. So it's always funny to kind of refer to those cars as normal. Some of the most recent examples when talking about track variants of the cars will include companies such as Lamborghini. They just released the SC18 Alston, which is a track version of the Lamborghini SVJ. Mercedes-Benz, the beyond loved Mercedes-Benz AMG GTR. Mercedes-Benz released the AMG GTR Pro, which is an even more intense, more faster track version of that. And of course, McLaren wanted to join the game. Thus, McLaren has unveiled unto the world the very extreme, very rabid track version McLaren Senna GTR. So what's new about the Senna GTR compared to just the Senna? I mean, due to the Senna being so new and fresh, what could have McLaren possibly done to make it even better than it already is? I mean, I don't know if you've seen the Senna. I don't know if you know about the car, what its performance is. It's absolutely insane. It's one of the fastest McLarens ever made, and McLaren just made it even more extreme. Well, apparently there's several things they could have changed. One of the main things is actually McLaren added way more aggressive aerodynamics that have been implemented into the Senna. Specifically, those aerodynamic changes include things such as bigger front and rear fenders. You're going to have a larger front splitter in the car. In fact, the rear clamshell is the lowest of any McLaren ever built. Now, McLarens are pretty low. Now, the Senna, just take a look at that one. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. The Senna GTR is also going to have upgraded and more prominent gurney flaps for airflow and cooling. And finally, you're going to have stepped louvers on the car. All of these upgrades and changes aerodynamically are going to increase the overall airflow and downforce to make the Senna GTR as slippery and agile as possible when going around a track. So we know why they made the GTR. We know what's new about it in terms of aerodynamics, but what about performance wise? You know, is the engine is the same as the Senna previous to it? And the answer is yes. The Senna GTR is going to feature the same 4-liter V8 that is twin turboed that is fitted to the normal production Senna. Though in this case, the GTR variant will have a little bit more horsepower and a little bit more torque. Now, from the information I've gathered and everything that I've seen, I haven't seen any lockdown information of the exact figures, but from what I do know is it is going to be north of 800 horsepower and the torque is going to be around the 600 mark. You're going to see a much more aggressive shifting transmission, stiffer suspension, and track slicks. Basically, track tires are going to be fitted to the Senna, which will be also be a part of the Senna GTR. Of course, we will have to wait and see what sort of track numbers the McLaren Senna GTR is going to put up because, well, that's the whole purpose of this car. Now, of course, we're going to have some photos for you to see on our social media, Facebook and Instagram and whatnot. But it's interesting to always see when a company will come out with a car and then immediately make a track version variant of it. The Senna is without a doubt one of the most extreme and radical looking cars I've personally ever seen. I think you guys, for those that are tuning in, I think you might agree with me. And then when you take a look at the Senna GTR, you can tell, I mean, even the wing is a bit bigger. You're going to have this ginormous rear diffuser on the back. I mean, even the tires and all the louvers and the hood scoop on the car, everything is just crazy about this thing. I hope to one day have the pleasure of maybe driving one, you know, but riding one, that would be awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, that actually is all we have for today for episode 11 of the McLaren Senna GTR concept. Follow us on Instagram, which is the Car 5 Podcast. Go ahead and don't forget to like us on Facebook, which is the Car 5 Podcast. For any questions you may have, you have a recommendation for me for the podcast, an episode. If you see something that you think I could be doing better, I'm a complete open book. I would love to connect with everyone. Feel free to send me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Also, don't forget to tune in for episode 12, which is going to be March 13th, and we're going to be talking about the brand new upgraded Lamborghini Huracan Evo. Thank you so much for everyone that is tuning in, and please remember to drive safe. Have a good evening.